Hey.
Hey.
Looking
guys,
good.
Hello. We're here. We did it. We made it to the big night.
The big house. Wait, that's jail.
Yeah, we're not.
The big top. Because this is like a circus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we are your four ringleaders tonight.
Yep.
And let me just say, I am so excited to be here. We have a feature we have brought back. Has been 6 months since we had this feature. We have Kev Cam back. Kev Cam.
Kev Cam is
effect.
Back.
Kevin. Oh, there
oh
he is.
God,
Kev Cam is back.
Oh, Kevin.
We got those reactions on camera in real time.
Camera
we're not
me?
Playing around.
I just want to say that again. It's been so long.
Wow.
I love it, Kevin.
Wow.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin, for that. We
Thank
appreciate
you,
that.
But what else do we have new today?
Tonight.
That's it.
Oh.
Aren't that just
it.
Old
Yeah.
Just the same old
old stuff. We're just doing old stuff.
Oh, no.
Theme song. Just go to the theme song. I think Kev Cam ate up at least 5 minutes.
Yeah, it should be good.
And the theme song probably closed us out, so we're probably
We're all good.
Probably
remember,
clear.
Guys, you can curse as much as you want in the middle of the show, but
right.
at the beginning, you know, because that's different. It makes because see, kids age.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, they're kids when they start it, but then by the middle of the show, who knows what age they are?
It seems
so
like such an easy thing to do. It seems so simple.
Yeah.
Don't curse in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But when you sit in this chair and you just get all relaxed and I'm here with my buds and we're just going to crack some jokes, you don't have some mental timer clicking down like beep, 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 5 minutes is up, curse away.
Yeah.
You just say whatever comes to your mind.
We
so
should
I'm
have
sorry,
an actual,
kids.
Yeah. We should have an actual audible siren go off 5 minutes
the
in every
box.
Show.
And then we just
like
curse
that. And then
want.
It's like, well, I'm not
going
to do
said-
it. No, I didn't say anything.
He said,
letters F-U-C, and if you cut it off before that hard K,
yeah.
It could be anything.
It's my fault, Jared, because I did not put the picture of my grandma on the tripod like I normally do.
Yeah.
So that I let you down.
Yeah.
Well, now you got Kevin to look at on the tripod.
You let us down.
You shouldn't let Kevin down.
Well, so yeah, tonight is a big night. I have a feeling.
Emmys, right?
Black
is that
Rose.
What you're talking about? You said about the Emmys, Rocco?
Yeah, tonight the Emmys are going to be on. You know what I love? Let me just get to real quick what I love about the Emmys.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, lay it on
they
us.
They have been cracking me up because, and this is kind of a new thing for me, so I was laughing pretty hard. They are doing it where everyone's at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they have these promos for the Emmys that are like, and now we're going to go to Jason Bateman in his boxers. Like
he's like
well,
us guys.
Hold on. Hold
he's
on. Like shut up. Let me explain it. Normally when you go to an awards show, you're in it's black tie.
Yeah.
Right. So the boxers
fancy.
Thing, it's not right.
Fancy.
So if I would have gotten to explain that,
you know,
everyone would have been cracking up.
Well, I'll take it one step further, Rocco. There's always a chance on live TV you might see Jason Bateman's
oh no his
penis
anything
his
could happen on live TV
Sean in the first 5
can you
minutes
say penis
you know
in 5 minutes
no
that's medical
would you would you say penis in the middle of a store no it's a curse
I have
would you say penis to your grandmother?
I need to find that cream for my penis.
Oh, no.
Would you say the P word in front of grandma?
Oh,
no.
Exactly.
I always say dick.
Oh, God.
And then he smiles like that and licks his lips.
I'm about ready to put
just like that, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm about ready to put a bow on this episode. I'll tell you that.
Hey,
let's get...
No, wrong show. Wrong show.
Let's get to...
What were you looking for, by the way? Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. We tricked you.
They're not doing the Joker
anymore.
Joker so we removed that clip.
I want to let everybody know at home, because I know what you're all here for. I know what you're all excited for. Mm-hmm. Did we settle the PS5 debate? Who's getting the free PS5?
The PS5 contest.
The PS5 contest. Yeah. I want to let you all know definitively, we have crunched the numbers.
Yes.
The poll is closed. We've listened to the people. We have the results.
We
the
do.
Results are in.
Yeah.
We know.
And we're going to discuss them tonight. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stick in your seats. Don't go anywhere. I don't know when we'll talk about it.
I don't know, but we did. We flew in special guest Johnny into the podcast just to hear the results. So he is.
I'm here.
We do have Johnny on site.
I'm in the void.
Johnny is on location to here. Yeah. And Johnny,
yes.
I want you to confirm right now.
Yeah.
No bullshit. Okay. No malarkey.
Yeah.
You will accept the results as they are. No contest. You're not going to, this is going to be a peaceful transfer of PS5, okay?
Yeah.
No contingent on your part.
Now, I said this last podcast, whatever you guys plan to do, I know you'll do the right thing.
Okay.
That's right.
Thank
company
you.
Man.
Yeah,
I like
so
it.
So everybody at home, dude. There you have it. Johnny will not contest the results.
Yeah.
If it doesn't go his way,
right.
He's going to be a big boy about it. He's going to accept it. Yeah. I don't want to hear any crying from anybody at home either. And I don't know which way it's going to go.
We don't know.
I don't know.
It could happen.
There's a lot
so
of things.
So I will say... Early results looking good for Johnny, but we'll see how
we'll
it all
see.
Plays out.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Lots of factor in, though.
There's a lot to factor in, yeah.
Yeah. So we can get to that maybe a little later in the show, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll
when the time is right.
Yeah, tickle their ass with a feather.
What have you guys been doing lately? Did I mention that I saw Bill and Ted? Did I say that on
no,
the show?
No, I was so excited for Derek to bring that up. That's what that was going to be my first question. Is we were driving, we went to film something this week. We're not gonna say what it is, but we cut that shot out, Johnny. On too, I didn't like that look. Kev right. Cam's back. I got to be more careful about the faces I make. We went out to film something. Got in the car, and Derek suddenly announced to us, "I saw Bill and Ted last night, and I noticed the accelerator going faster and faster. He was putting a little more lead on the pedal."
Yeah,
and
so
I
excited.
Went, "Oh, this isn't gonna go well."
It was a white knuckle experience.
Yeah, I was like, why is that? What, this car is going out of control.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, we're I wanted you to bring it up.
Yeah, I, Sean, you said you wanted to see Bill and Ted. Did you ever get a chance to see it?
No, should I leave? I can go away for a second.
You don't have to leave. Actually, I want to know, are you a big Bill and Ted fan?
I loved the first one as a kid.
Yeah.
And I hated the second one as a kid.
Really?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah. I really wonder what you're going to think of the third one then. What do you think you're going to think of the third one? Do you
I honestly don't know. I mean, the first one really held like a special place in my heart. I watched that like a thousand times as a kid. So
wait, what are you guys snickering about over there?
I don't know anyone else that hates the second one, though. Like, I didn't like it as much as the first one.
Yeah,
sure.
But
no,
when Sean told me he hated the second one, I was like, why? And this is what you said to me. I don't know if it's okay to quote you.
I'm sure it is fine.
You were like, I don't remember much, but when I was a kid, I thought it was really negative.
Yes.
But I only saw both of these for the first time in the last year. So I was like, well, what? They die?
No, I know
hell?
What you mean about that, because as a kid, it made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The second movie, the fact that they had these fake Bill and Ted's and nobody could tell that it was fake Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
And evil Bill and Ted were like
running over cats and stuff.
We're doing that and we're posing with Bill and Ted's girlfriends and they couldn't tell they were even evil Bill and Ted a kid. That made me feel really uncomfortable too.
Mm-hmm.
And that second movie does have this weird negative like imposter thing going on the whole time.
I saw it as a kid one time and I my parents bought it for me because I loved the first one so much and I just put it on a shelf and never watched it again. Like,
bogus.
I watched it the one time and that was it.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bogus.
Yeah, it was bogus for me.
Yeah, so I don't know anybody who likes the first one and hates the second one other than you, so I do wonder, like, are you looking forward to the third one?
I was. It's because of the fact that they made it, and I think that's, I mean, that's just so random. They made a new Bill and Ted's, so yeah, I was into it. I'm into it.
Nice. I won't spoil the movie because I know Sean wants to see it. I'll give my opinion on it. I fucking hated it. Yeah. I thought it was one of the worst movies ever made.
Derek said that, and I was man, I've seen a lot worse.
I thought it was offensively bad, and I thought it was a huge just cash grab. Like, it really just felt like there was no reason to make this other than just to make money. And I kept asking myself, like, who is the intended audience for this movie? Because I don't feel like this movie's actually made for anybody. And I watched it with my girlfriend Joy, and she's like, what about all the bad movies you watch on Movie Club? And I felt like this one was more offensive. Because it struck me as more of a cash grab. The movies we watch on Movie Club are bad, but it just seems like a person tried to make a good movie and failed miserably. This one, I just felt like, man, I don't even know if you ever had a good movie here to begin with.
Okay. Now, pause for a second. I want to give everyone at home some context here. Derek won't be able to give you this context. I can.
Okay.
Since I have known Derek, I have heard his pitches for what the third Bill and Ted movie should be. This is something Derek had stake in. Because I was telling him, I'm like, dude, I totally enjoyed it. Like,
you want to
totally
hear my pitch for the third Bill and Ted movie?
Sure, yeah.
When I was 21, 22 years old, had a real big Bill and Ted kick, and I was like a young filmmaker. I was like, you know what I would do for a Bill and Ted movie? Bill and Ted Space Odyssey. Because the first movie, they go back in time, and they have to get all these figures from time.
Right.
And the second movie, Bogus Journey, they die and go to the afterlife, and then they explore the afterlife. And so I feel like you need another incredible journey. And the most obvious one is like traveling through space, going through this space odyssey, visiting different planets and encountering aliens and alien civilizations.
Yeah.
That was my idea because I thought it would be different yet fit into kind of the Bill and Ted scheme of things, right? Okay. There's a pattern here. So that's what I would have done for a third movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Now you know where I'm coming from.
Sure.
No, but really, for a long time, it was always, anytime there was new rumor about a new Bill and Ted movie, Derek had like a lot of things to expand upon with that.
You know why I would never do it though?
Your reaction does not surprise me at all because this was like the safest.
This is why I would never do it and be real. Bill and Ted are older now, so that makes it weird. And George Carlin is dead.
Yeah, that is true.
So I feel like you can't do it without George Carlin.
Yeah, he was important.
And that's basically it. You can't do it without George Carlin, and this movie is about, like, idiot teenagers. That's right. What it's about.
Right.
So without the idiot teenagers, do you have a movie?
Their daughters are idiot teenagers now.
I said this last week. It was definitely direct-to-video Bill and Ted, but I really think my enjoyment of this comes from the context around it. Thing. Its release. I think if it came out any other year, I would have shrugged and not thought about it. This came at the tail end of such a shit year from all angles. And I think this movie where I think there are a lot of movies of this kind where they would have had the teenage daughters in some kind of conflict with their dad.
Well, if Sean, might spoil it if you want to step out.
Yeah, let me step out for a second.
I'm not getting any plot stuff. But, they could have added all this usual bullshit. Yeah. And I appreciated that we had a new movie where everyone in this movie genuinely liked each other. And it was about playing music with the world. And I think it coming out right now, I was like thirsty for that. But I think I would have shrugged any other time that it
Is everybody okay if I talk about some spoilers in this movie?
Can I just say one thing real quick?
Is that fine? I don't want anybody to be like, I really wish I didn't talk about this.
No, I already saw it. I'm good.
Okay.
Can I say one thing real quick about the cash grab situation?
Uh-huh.
It's wild, though, because like, I think the original writers from the first movie like really like they wanted to make this movie for like a long time. And this was just out of like, they wanted to make this movie, and I don't know if it was really a cash grab, but I'm with you. Like, they did go super safe. That's all I just wanted to say.
Yeah, they did go super safe, but truthfully, no studio wanted to make this.
Yeah, they like really were pushing for this. It was hard to even get Keanu.
I'll tell you specifically.
But I know what you're saying, though.
Was problematic about the movie.
Oh yeah.
Bill and Ted's daughters are Bill and Ted's clones. Bill and Ted clones. They basically they fill the role that Bill and Ted. like I said, this movie doesn't work without idiot teenagers, and Bill and Ted are older now. Now they're idiot old men, which just is a totally different, like when they're teenagers, it's like, haha, these guys don't know any better. When they're in their 50s, it's really sad. Like, wow, these guys still fucking act like that. That's pathetic. Maybe that's part of the movie, whatever. But the fact that their daughters are clones of them, I feel like missed opportunity. You could have actually given these characters their own personalities. There could have been a story here about, like, we have to connect with these daughters or make them understand why we do what we do. But instead, it was Bill and Ted aren't able to be Bill and Ted. So here are these Bill and Ted substitutes, Billy and Thea. And I just felt like, well, that sucks. You know, that's just a cheap substitute. Mm-hmm. And same with George Carlin's character, Rufus, Rufus's daughter. That
situation, I did not understand.
That did not connect for me on any level. Yeah. Every scene, I just felt like, I'm not buying this. And even Rufus wasn't this integral to the original movies. Why are we giving this character and these daughters so much prominence in this Bill and Ted film? Huh. Okay, that's my problem with those characters. But Bill and Ted themselves, and this was the most disappointing part, the whole movie is just those actors interacting with other versions of themselves. And those other versions of themselves are not very interesting. And I was just thinking about how in Bill and Ted 2, they go to hell, they experience their worst nightmares, then they encounter the devil. Or in the first movie, they're going all through history. Oh, we're at Waterloo. Now we're here with Socrates. And in this movie, it's just, oh, I walk into a bar. Oh, there's Bill and Ted, biker bar. Oh, now I go into a house. Oh, now they're 80s rockers. The one time it was cool was when they go to the prison and they have the muscle suit.
Yeah,
that's when it kicked in. And I thought, this should have been the first place you go and then go other places from here. But at that point, we were so deep into the movie, I just thought, like, okay, this is as good as it gets and this isn't enough for me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to babble and keep going. That's my take on Bill and Ted. Mm-hmm. And we can bring Sean back in eventually.
Oh, my biggest problem with that movie is that there was like three subplots. I feel like there's three okay movies and they mash them all together and you got this kind of convoluted thing. Like, I feel like the stuff with the daughters with Bill and Ted and then with the wives too. Like, I feel like there was just too many subplots happening. I don't know if you agree with that at all.
You know, with the subplots, Johnny, have you seen the original Bill and Ted's?
I've seen the first one. I've never seen the second one.
So this movie was kind of just the first movie and the second movie cobbled together. Okay. And so all the subplots was like, yep, that's what they did in the first movie. Oh, that's what they did in the second movie. Okay, they're kind of mixing them together. And again, when I thought of like Bill and Ted 3, I was thinking, take it to someplace new. But they kind of looked back and just said, well, we'll redo what we did in the last ones. Okay, Bill and Ted 3, that's what you get.
Yeah, like I said, it was direct-to-video Bill and Ted, but I still appreciated it existing, I guess, rather than not. I don't know. I get that way with some things sometimes. Like, I never thought we would even see that. So I had a good time seeing everybody again, and I thought there were enough funny moments in it that I had a good time. I know what you're saying.
Whichever side you're on, okay. Can we all agree, Keanu Reeves,
dude,
is he the same person?
He's definitely not. He's definitely not.
I watched this movie thinking, like, is Matrix 4 even going to work?
I think it will, though, because I think that works for that.
Can he even act as Neo anymore? Like, he was so not Ted.
But Neo doesn't emote. Like, that. I think he's been Neo for, like, 20 years.
Let's bring Sean back in, so.
Yeah.
Sean!
Sean.
You can come back.
How far away would you go if you just...
He didn't want to hear the mysterious conversation. It might lead to a spoiler.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, you know, straight to video. I watched it in my living room, and prior to that, I had watched Trolls 3D in my living room. So I preferred Bill and Ted over Trolls 3D.
Yeah.
It's World Tour, dumbass.
World Tour. Okay, sorry.
What kind of Trolls fan are you?
Sorry, I don't know. There was a... Tiny Diamond was Poppy. In it.
Let's, do some other stuff before we talk about this PS5.
I do have a question really quick about Bill and Ted's.
Okay.
There's
only one Ted.
Well,
Ted's adventures.
No, actually, that's not true.
Oh, actually, you know
what?
Yeah.
I think Movie Club this week, was it Good Luck Chuck? Was that the movie that we...
Yes. It's going up tonight.
Okay, well, they haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to spoil it. But I'm dying to know, maybe you'll tell us next week, if you enjoyed Bill and Ted's more or Good Luck Chuck Bill more. Love.
Why do you keep saying Bill and Ted's?
Why are there
Bill
more?
And
why are you
Bill and Ted's face in the music? Because in every other thing, it's Bill and Ted's Adventure or Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. So I always call it Bill and Ted's. Well,
but it's not Bill and Ted's Face the Music.
Yeah,
it's
to
Bill
me, that
I understand. But for the last 20 years, I was correct by saying this. And so I just.
Sean, there's a lot of things that have been going on the last 20 years. You got to update. Okay? You got to become a better person.
This is literally the last thing I need to change about myself. So let me just work on that.
I would say good luck, Chuck and Bill and Ted. Apples to oranges. They're both bad.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
They're both equally bad for different reasons.
And let me just say, too, I really appreciate Sean's sincere attempt to save some surprise for the viewers on whether or not we loved Good Luck, Chuck. I honestly commend
was that poster hanging in the studio?
I am so proud of our episode of Good Luck, Chuck. I am happy we watched it.
Every episode of Good Luck, Chuck is great.
No, our movie club episode featuring Good Luck, Chuck, I'm very proud of it because, and I'm not going to spoil it, we stumbled on something in this episode.
Yeah.
We found a film industry conspiracy, and we are the only ones to talk about this, and I believe we are 100% right. And it has to do with the career of Jessica Alba. Watch the episode to find out what we have discovered. We are cracking a big story here.
Yeah.
So watch this episode of Movie Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Luck, Chuck. This is an important film for us. I'll say that.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Okay. Right. Well, did everyone here get Mario?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did everyone play that?
Yes, I did.
It's funny. I played Mario 64. And I saw Johnny play it recently, but I was kind of like, I don't need to go back to this game. It was whatever. And I popped in and playing with my kids, and I'm like hooked. I want to play nothing but that game.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's so good.
That's funny, because I started with Mario Sunshine, because I haven't visited that in a while.
Yeah.
And now I'm playing Mario 64.
Oh. You see, it's still bad?
Switch.
It's still not good?
Dude,
there are some games. Let me. This was the mind blower of this collection to me. There's a lot of games that I played in early 2000s or, you know, whatever, just when I was younger, that I was like, ew, what is this? Oh, blah. And then I play them now and I go, oh, you were stupid and or impatient. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I try it now and it's like, yeah, this is what everyone was talking about. Like, you wouldn't put in the time to figure this out. Mario Sunshine is not one of those games. I'm playing it and I'm like, wow, this is exactly why I quit. I just feel so encumbered by that fucking water backpack thing. And then, I jumped. Oh, I didn't switch it to the thing. I didn't switch it to the jetpack version in time. Well, let me, okay. You know, and I stop and it's like, is this inverted or something? Or it's not inverted. Okay. I just wasn't, I gave it a couple hours. I'm like, let me pop in Mario 64. And I've been playing that ever since.
The controls feel like terrible in Sunshine.
Yeah.
Compared to the
other ones, especially.
Yeah, the camera is like inverted for like when you aim Flood.
Yeah.
And if they just patch that out and make it so that like I could switch between inverted and switch normal.
I'm sure there's options in the 64 version at least. I think there is for a Sunshine.
Oh, there's
too.
None. There's no options.
There's none.
Yeah. No. There's a lot with Sunshine that needs to be like patched. There's like little things that more and more people are finding with it. But if they do that, that would help it a lot. But
I'm playing Sunshine as well, and I agree with everything you're saying, but I've never experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole package really made me kind of see the lineage. I never viewed Mario 64 and Sunshine and Mario Galaxy and those 3D Marios as kind of their own thing until now I realized, like, oh, okay, like you have the platform Mario, and now you have like the 3D ones, which I guess is obvious.
Right.
Yeah.
But it just never occurred to me until I was playing this package. And I see Mario Sunshine. Everything you're saying is right. Mm-hmm. But I'm playing it too. And what I'm getting a kick out of is how very 2000s and experimental it is.
Yeah.
So, and what I mean is the it starts almost like a movie. Mm-hmm. It starts with Mario and Peach on an airplane on their like honeymoon. Mario's like hearts in his eyes. Mm-hmm. That reminded me of the wedding from Mario Odyssey. So I was like, oh, okay, so here's kind of the beginning of them doing that, because they didn't really do that in Mario 64.
Right.
No, they do it a lot in Sunshine.
Yeah, they do it a lot. That was kind of them trying to do this like movie story element. I was playing it too, and this like boss showed up. This is very early in the game.
Yeah.
And it like hard cut between the boss and Mario's reactions, like super fast. And I was like, that's very awkward editing. But I feel like that's something they would do in 2002 and they would not do anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel like what I'm enjoying about Mario Sunshine is just is seeing how it's kind of a stepping stone for Nintendo.
Yeah.
Figuring out what to do with these 3D Mario games. You know, Mario 64 has the gameplay, and then later on there's kind of a story element, and Mario Sunshine is them just experimenting with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it fails, honestly,
But it does fascinate me in that way, and that's why I want it. I mean, I don't even want to say necessarily I'm done with it. I like when Mario kind of goes off the beaten path, you know? I love Mario 2 for that reason.
Yeah.
Because it's so out of the norm for
this
that.
This is the Mario 2 of the 3D Marios. And it sucks, honestly. It kind of sucks. And I was thinking, I was playing it too, Rocco, on my own. We haven't even talked about this, but I was thinking, like, this isn't really as fun as I was expecting a Mario game to be.
Yeah.
And that water pack really is like a gun. It's like, this is like a Mario game with a gun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a water gun, but I don't want to, like, aim and shoot stuff.
Yeah.
And shoot all the enemies, you know?
I've heard through numerous channels and there's articles about this online that Miyamoto is absolutely anti doing the same thing twice. So they did Mario 64 and then it was like, cool. So how do we like do that even better on the GameCube? And it was like, no, you guys can't do that again on GameCube. Like you need to, I think this is a result of like, oh, we have to do something completely different. Okay. He has like a kind of a big weapon now. And, you know, again, just like you said, is experimenting. I think Mario Galaxy later kind of did a better job of, I think what people were missing with this, at least I'll speak for myself. What is missing for me in Mario Sunshine is you felt this freedom as Mario in 64. Like 64, it's like you're running and jumping and triple jumping. And you know what I mean? Like you experience this feeling of freedom. And it doesn't come back in Sunshine. It's like, I have to care for this thing. Galaxy brought back that feeling of like running free and doing crazy stuff as this character, you know?
Yeah.
While being different. It's not, Galaxy is not different at all like 64. So, which I love. But anyway,
for
it was just funny revisiting that.
For me, Sunshine, the biggest problem is like in 64, like, I'm in a lava land. I'm in the clouds. Like I'm in a clock. And then like in Sunshine, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm on the beach. I'm and then next level, I'm in the beach, but it's darker out. It's like, after a while, I'm like, can I go someplace cool? But I like Flood. I like that game a lot when I played it, but like going back to it now, I'm having a really hard time with the controls. And it makes me feel old, but
I'm trying to do it. I mean, I do suck. I'm not claiming I don't.
But I did get every star in Mario 64.
Maybe everybody's going to think I'm crazy. Maybe this is going to be sound stupid. Mario Sunshine is the most Zelda Mario that I've played. And I'm playing
even
this
down
game.
To the music. The
I'm
music
playing
sounds
this
like
game
Zelda.
And I'm getting Zelda vibes. And I feel like Mario 64 came out in 96. Ocarina of Time came out like 98, 99. I feel like both of those games influence Mario Sunshine. Yeah. Early levels have you like climbing across ropes and platforms, entering caves, going into hillsides. I have this jetpack. I have like different contraptions. I feel like there's a big Zelda influence here.
Yeah.
And what you're saying, totally Johnny, about like, in Mario 64, I'm in lava. I'm in the clock. I'm in the clouds.
Yeah.
This one is very Zelda. You're in a town and there is a darkness over the town. And you have to find what's causing it and like liberate the people here.
Huh.
And that's, you know, it's an experimental Mario, and I'm just trying to enjoy it for that. It's so different.
Yeah. And I honestly, personally, and maybe this is controversial, I don't know. A game like Mario 3D World, like the Wii U got, great game, awesome game. So no complaints with it. But I think I would still rather have the risky Mario game.
I don't
than
even
that.
Count 3D World as like
one a mainline of, Mario game.
Yeah, no, that's like a spinoff.
I feel that way too. And there's a lot of people who will tell you like, no, that's the best one. That's the best one. And again, I love that game. I had a blast with that game. And visually, it looks like a Pixar movie. It's a great game. But I like that more ambitious kind of attempt. You know, Mario Odyssey, there were things that I thought worked really well and things that didn't. But it's still, I like that they went back to kind of like, oh, here's some kind of weird shit, you know? Some parts, they played it a little too safe, I thought. But Other parts were great, and I think I would still rather, even if I'm complaining about Mario Sunshine, I'd still rather them try stuff like this than just have another, like, clear the levels Mario game, you know? That's how I feel.
Sure.
But my thoughts playing through this collection, I don't know if you have any further thoughts on the whole package. I know leading up to this coming out, there were so many people, like, kind of pissed about it.
Dude,
like,
I fucking hate this.
Like, Johnny was getting, like, guilted in the chat. Like, he played it on stream, and it was like, oh, you really bought this? Like, you really paid 60. And I did encounter a lot of that. Like, you're really going to pay 60 bucks for this? Come on.
Why?
Because they Nintendo. Really just kind of, you know, I think there's a bad rap around, like, just throwing three games in a thing, and here you go.
You know, these the same Lego Nintendo fans?
Maybe.
Do we have a crossover here?
I think it's more that they didn't kind of try to do anything with them. They didn't touch them up or anything like that. I kind of feel like that reaction was a little extreme because, you know, there was a lot of like, well, on PC you could do this and this and this. That doesn't matter to 90% of people. That what can be done there. But I think the answer is somewhere in the middle here. Personally, when I play Mario Sunshine and Mario Galaxy on here, they look crisp as hell. I think they look great. I think they more than meet the job for what needs to be done. And I'm very, to me, it's almost worth paying full price for Mario Galaxy again. You know, like just that game is good enough.
I
think the price is good. But all I was going to say was, to me, where I will kind of side with those that reaction a little bit is with Mario 64.
Yeah.
Because I'm playing it and I'm like, man, this really was your chance to slightly, you don't even have to make it look different, but man, just emulate this different, make it widescreen, and I'm wrestling with the camera the whole game.
Yeah. Dude,
and I'm like, man, this was your chance to update it for nowadays, you know? Even Resident Evil games, they've been ported, like RE, Remake, came to the systems. They didn't really visually change them, but they did add, hey, we did adjust it to where you could use the sticks in a normal way if you don't want to do the tank controls.
Modern,
you know,
fix the camera.
There's ways to do that, and I felt like, this was your chance to where, like, anyone could jump into this and play it.
Sure.
And now I know a lot of people who won't just because that camera is such a villain in that
game. You know, if they would have released these games for, like, the Nintendo eShop and it was $20 a piece, I would have gotten all of them. And now I have a physical copy of it, so I can't really see the problem with three games.
I completely agree. You know?
What
I
was
going to
say is I didn't think about the price of this game. I just went and picked it up. And I was just really looking forward to playing Mario Sunshine and Mario Galaxy, two games that I have never played a single second of.
Wow.
I've played the shit out of Mario 64. Honestly, I don't even intend to touch Mario 64 in this collection. I was just looking forward to having two Mario games from Dead Systems that I'm not going to play in any other capacity, and I've never played them before. So I wasn't even really thinking like, wow, this is overpriced. I was like, cool, I'm getting this collection, and I've heard a lot about Mario Galaxy. I'm really looking forward to it.
Mario Galaxy is, I think, my favorite Mario game.
That's what everybody says, so I'm holding off on playing that.
My brother is playing through them right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, have you looked at Galaxy? And his response was even like, no, I'm saving that. That's like my treat for beating these.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's how people look at that game.
Yeah.
Is it's like, oh, what a reward.
So I'm going to play Mario Sunshine until I get really tired of it. And then I'll go to Mario Galaxy. And honestly, I'll probably skip 64 because don't need to do that again.
Hope that when I popped it in and saw it, it was just the games and then the CDs that went along with it.
Yeah.
I was like, I really hope they do this for Zelda.
Me too.
A couple months.
Oh, I really
like,
hope
I
they
want
do
all the Ocarina of Time thing. I want the CDs. I want all of that.
But I am curious because, again, it's all the perceived value of these things. They did HD versions of those Zelda, Twilight Princess and Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Wii U, and they charge full price for both, like, each one.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm curious if they will do a collection with those. You know what I mean? I feel like they're going to get individual releases. But maybe they could do a collection that's Ocarina of Time and
Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask and maybe like another thing or something, you know. I don't know.
Twilight Princess.
Maybe the Game Boy ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I just think they could get full price for those.
I would love an HD remake of Ocarina of Time. I don't think they're ever going to do that. And I think this Mario 64 tells us they're never going to do that. But I would really
I think they're thinking, well, you know, if we do nothing, they'll still want
that. They'll still want it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel, cuz I do like playing the original versions of stuff. But I just feel like with this, it's like all you had to do was adjust the sticks.
Link's
for
Awakening,
the camera.
They did that though.
I don't think they'll ever do that because I think Nintendo has built a whole legacy of keeping their original games original. People still go back and play the original Mario on Nintendo.
Yeah. Right, right.
They don't need to update that.
Yeah.
They're not going to update any Mario.
But they did. But actually, they did. We had Mario All-Stars. They redid them in new graphics.
What? Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And again, Link's Awakening just a couple years ago. But that was a Game Boy game that...
True.
I think that was a desperate situation because...
My point is, I think they have a long-established history of just re-releasing the game as it was originally released, and people just play it for nostalgia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the PS5.
Oh, shit.
We are running out of time because we only have a half hour left on this show, and this is not as cut and dry as people might think, so we got to get into it.
We got to get into it. Before we get into it, can I say one thing?
Of course.
Yes, please.
Shop.mega64.com is just one of the best places to order amazing stuff. We just restocked some of our hottest items. The Neuro shirt. Our good friend Mariel did the Neuro shirt and the Mega 64 summer shirt. This is your last chance to get that. It's not going to be summer much longer.
Summer's almost over.
So, although you wouldn't know it going outside here. But anyway, we got all kinds of stuff in stock at shop.mega64.com. We have also something we like to do, the 64-hour special.
Oh, yeah.
A shirt that is only available for 64 hours, and then we take it down. It's gone. And we have a very special one tonight. Garrett, is very special treat for you.
Yeah.
Because this shirt tonight is a tribute to a wonderful story you told us. And this is something we actually had a lot of people requesting. But without further ado, we have the... Have you seen the baby man shirt? Garrett's seen him.
So Garrett has seen the baby man.
So don't wear that around him because he's just going to say, yeah.
I've seen him.
Have you seen the baby man? The shirt is available now.
Look at his belly show.
64 hours. A loving tribute to a great
moment. He's playing yo-yo in the parking lot.
You know, the baby man.
You know, when you go to Target and you're looking down the candy aisle, you see him lurking.
Still don't know what he's talking about.
Well, one day we'll see him, and then I'll say, yeah, I
have
a
shirt for it.
I found the baby man.
Yeah, so hopefully someday you'll see him, but you can get that on your shirt right now. And then, as we were mentioning earlier, patreon.com/mega64, we have the movie club episodes we were talking about. The Good Luck Chuck one is going up tonight.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of Chuck heads in the chat. You're going to really want to watch that. And then today, I just want to say real fast, I put up a behind-the-scenes clip from the vault.
Ooh.
Garrett, this is going to blow your mind.
How old is
this? On an old memory card that I was using... because we needed to use an older camera to spy on Garrett for our Tony Hawk prank.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I found an old 16-gig card, popped it in, and I found behind the scenes of, ready for this, ready for a deep cut?
Yeah.
Behind the scenes of Garrett creating a pizza arm creature for the Beta Man video from 2014.
Oh, nice.
Did you know there was behind the scenes of that?
I don't remember even doing that.
Nicole goes to eat a pizza.
Oh,
it's
a
1 second gag in a video.
It's a really good gag, actually. It's probably the best part of the whole show of the video.
Now I remember being very inspired by the scene in Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Well, she opens a pizza and the pizza grabs back. So there is behind the scenes. Yeah, I found this behind the scenes.
In case anybody doesn't remember the Beta Man video, we released early access products, not just video games. All kinds of products.
Yeah.
And because they're early access, they're a little bit glitchy.
Yeah. So the pizza doesn't quite work
out. It's not a video of us posing at cons with girls like this.
Oh, no. No, that's no different. No.
Different video.
Yeah. It's different. Anyway, so that's that. I got that out of the way. Should we talk about the PS5 thing now?
A hug?
I got PS5!
Hey, yeah.
Can we do a hug? You remember me, don't you?
I'm going to win a PS5.
Who's getting the PS5? First one to get a hug.
I think when I win the PS5, I'm going to set it up back here.
Hey, guess who just got their PS5?
Oh, shit.
If I get a PS5, I might have a girl come over and visit Player 2 with me.
Whoa! Player 2 with me.
Anybody want my friend code? Anybody want my friend code? I got friend code.
Friend for friend, follow for follow.
All right, let's talk about this PS5.
Wait, hold on. No. Hold on. Ready? Oh, look, a wild Johnny appeared. Okay, cut. cut back to us. Okay.
Right. You don't like
well,
the
now that we just alienated 65% of our
No, 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 no
controversy, and honestly, your opinion is a major factor in this decision. It's a major, major factor. We put the poll up on Thursday on the Quarantine Cast to get you to vote for who you thought should get the PS5. We've counted all the votes, and we said we're going to handle this like an election. We're going to make this like the American presidential election. We got the Electoral College involved and everything. So just to recount how this is working, we made some predictions. We all predicted what we thought the PlayStation 5 would cost. There's a version with the disc and the version without the disc. What we are going to do is calculate how far off every prediction was.
Okay.
For every dollar you are off, we will deduct 1 point from your overall score. Okay?
Okay.
Interesting.
Now, if we can't get the chat up, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I'll continue on without it. Now, here's what we did, folks. We put the we put the poll up on Thursday, right? Who do you think should get the PS5? We listed everybody here. Johnny, Rocco and Derek, Sean, Garrett. Kevin was even involved on the poll in an added poll.
Yeah, Kevin, that wasn't necessary. And I just want to say you weren't nice involved in this. Just
I liked this.
There we go. We got the chat up. Okay, great. Perfect.
Okay.
Now,
I've
Rocco,
got the poll results on here if you want.
Will you please read the results of the poll?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Guys, we had almost 7,000 votes on Twitter.
It's our most popular poll of all time.
Yeah, of all time. I don't know of any other poll that... Period.
That we've done.
And the number one result, the number one vote with 39% was Johnny.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Oh.
Okay. Johnny, good for you.
Okay.
With second, in so second place, 23%, almost a quarter of the votes.
Okay.
Me and Derek.
Well, yeah, I mean,
baby. Wow, both you guys.
You guys were very, this is a little, that kind of pisses me off.
Why?
A little bit.
Why? Hey, you. It's listen, me and Rocco together.
Hold on.
It's me and Rocco together.
Let's
Sean.
Just say why I think this shouldn't matter to you, or you should let it go. Because now, to Sean's credit, he guessed the price right after tax.
Yes.
With tax, it's almost exactly what Sean guessed, which I think. I mean, that's what we're all going to be paying.
Right. Everyone,
who doesn't pay sales tax?
Yeah, that's right.
Criminals.
But. Derek and I both guessed $499 for the lesser one at the same time. Now, that kind of synergy and that kind of coordination and that kind of chemistry where we just didn't even have to discuss it. We both picked that. Like, you can't buy that kind of connection. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's
beautiful in a way.
That's kind of commendable to me. So I think we kind of get a point there.
Well, okay. So we have 23%.
So that's 23%.
Don't count
coming down
out.
To whoop, boop, 21%.
Yeah.
Is Sean.
Okay.
So Sean's got
third
place.
I got third. I think the guy got fucking 629 over here, whatever that was.
So this is pretty cut and dry, right?
I said that was a weird guess.
Fourth place is Garrett with 17%.
Okay.
That's 17% of the market value is enough to get me through.
That was the best. We're trying to figure out who gets a free PS5 here.
Yeah.
The original deal was if you guess the price correctly, the person who gets it right gets the PS5. There's a little bit of debate on who got the correct price.
True.
We put up a poll to let our fans chime in, and those are the results.
Okay.
39% said Johnny should win, 23 said Rocco should win, 21 said Sean, and 17% said Garrett. Cool.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, what do we do with that information?
That's that's a lot of numbers.
How do we factor those? Okay, 39, 23, 21. Okay. What do you do with
the
all
user,
that?
The user poll isn't the whole...
We have to determine what to do with that data.
Mm, right.
We thought the most fair thing to do would be to convert the poll into a score. To add 1 point for every percentage... to your overall score towards getting a PS5.
That's okay. Fair. Okay.
Do you follow?
I follow.
Based on that percentage, that would put... Now, keep score at home, all right? We'll put this up on screen on Tuesday. Write this down, because this is about to get fucking complicated.
Get a pen and paper.
Johnny got 39% of the vote.
It's a lot. Yeah. Johnny.
That means Johnny has 39 points.
Okay, I'm on board.
Me and Rocco got 23% of the vote, which means we're gonna have to split it. Which means we're just gonna say Rocco and Derek each get 23 points.
Weird split. Yes.
So and person with the highest score wins the PS5. By the way. Okay. Johnny has 39. Me and Rocco have 23 points. Sean gets 21 points for 21% of the score.
Sure.
And Garrett gets 17
points. Coming in hot.
Okay.
Yeah. So the score is Johnny at 39, me and Rocco 23, Sean at 21, and Garrett at 17. Now.
Okay.
Sweet. Oh, there's more?
What?
There's more?
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny. There's much more. Yeah, this is how. Hey, we're going to get into it. This is how we actually figured it out. Okay. Oh, and we're coming to the conclusion in just a second.
Okay.
Because there's some dollar differences.
The next thing you're
going
to talk is I want to make sure the next thing you're going to talk about. I think I know.
So now we're going, and I already said this.
Yeah.
For every dollar you are off from the price, we are going to subtract a point from your overall score.
Okay.
Johnny, who currently has 39 points, was $0 off on the big PS5 and $0 off.
Wow.
On the little PS5.
That's impressive.
That's pretty good.
Plus or minus zero, so his score stays at 39 points.
Okay, so that you're not moving.
I mean, zero and zero.
Rocco, who was at 23 points, was $50 off on the big PlayStation and $100 off on the little PlayStation, which means we subtract 150 points from his score, which puts Rocco's score at negative 127 points.
Oh. Okay.
My score, I was $151 off on the big one. I was $100 off on the little one.
Okay.
My score is negative 228.
Ooh, also in the negative. Okay.
Yes.
Johnny, you're the only one in the
Sean was $100 off on the big PlayStation, but he was...
No, I think I was $50 off.
Yeah,
no.
I'm sorry. You were $50 off on both PlayStations,
right,
which means you're $100 off, which puts your score at negative 79, and Garrett was $201 off on the first one.
Well,
$226 off on the little one. Wait,
yeah, we're not going with Canadian?
Which puts your score
at... we did talk about the Canadian price is close to that, but we're not...
You know what, Garrett?
Really bad, this is America, I get it.
This is America. Hey, people at home, we're trying to be fair. We're going American prices.
Talk to Childish Gambino.
Garrett's score is negative 410.
Oh, all right.
Go big or go home.
I thought we were.
That puts the scores, ladies and gentlemen. That puts the scores at Johnny with 39 points.
Okay.
Rocco at negative 127. Derek at negative 228. Sean at negative 79.
Yeah.
And Garrett at negative 410.
Damn.
So I would like to admit defeat. I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll step down.
That's it, right?
Like, do we want to talk about...
But, yes, there is a twist.
Oh.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rocco. Hit him with it.
We're talking about the polling situation, right?
No. Go ahead. What's the polling situation?
Well, the joke factor. Do we talk about that?
No. Hold off on that. All right. I do want to bring that up.
We'll let it get down.
Let's talk about taxes.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing that really fucks us up. And let's be real, everybody. All jokes aside...
Sure.
Nobody out there is going to get a PS5 and not pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you consider tax into the price or not?
You have
this to. This is a legitimate debate. We're not trying to be funny. We don't know what side to fall on.
Even in Canada, you got to pay taxes.
Yes, this is why we defer to the people. What do you want to say, Rocco?
Well, no. Sean screen capped it. He went through the Target website to show what would it look like if you checked out with a PS5.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
If you factor in the taxes, Sean is exactly spot on with his prediction.
Yeah.
So hear me out. If you factor in the taxes, Sean's score now becomes 21. It becomes 39 for Johnny versus 21 for Sean.
But I'm in the positive.
That's only a difference of 18 points.
Yeah.
By the way, those 18 points were only assigned by the poll. So it's a little bit arbitrary to begin with.
I see that.
So this is where we're at right now.
And let me just say, a lot of people in the chat bringing up states like Delaware, I guess they have some messed up
tax
situation.
We live in California.
Yeah, we're in California. We don't have time to deal with whatever your messed up state is doing,
Florida.
Yes. Or what kind of criminal activity you're up to. Exactly. We don't care.
Johnny,
yeah.
I just want to check in with you. Are you following along so far?
I'm trying my best. I was never really good at math in school.
Yeah, okay.
This is easy subtraction, though.
Johnny, I'll catch you up. You have 39 points because that's what you got because of the poll.
Okay.
Sean has 21 points because that's what he got because of the poll.
So
both
I win?
Of you guys, in your own way, were spot on the prices. And so we're going to call this score 39 to 21, okay. which is a difference of 18. Now, this is where it gets interesting.
Right.
Since we are factoring in taxes... Since we are already factoring in taxes, we have to factor in taxes properly.
Right.
Sure.
Which means we have to factor in dependents and households and who is actually going to be playing this PS5. I think it is only fair because Sean has four kids that he should get 2 points per kid.
For dependents.
That's how taxes work.
Johnny doesn't have any kids. Yeah. If Johnny had kids, you know what? I'm not going to say Sean gets 2 points per kid. Both Johnny and Sean get 2 points per kid.
That sounds fair.
Johnny doesn't have any kids. Mm. Sean has four.
Sorry, Johnny.
That adds 8 points to Sean's score.
Yeah.
The score is now 29 to 38. Are we following along at home?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. I got it. Okay.
It's getting narrower, the margin.
Yeah.
Johnny is still in the lead.
Okay.
Johnny. But...
Oh.
But, and this is a big but.
Uh-oh.
Sean is married.
That is true.
That is another dependent.
True.
And we decided to add 1 point for every year that Sean has been married.
Okay.
Which is...
That's how taxes work.
9 years.
Yeah.
Which adds 9 extra points to Sean's score. Which brings the score to 38 to 39.
So close.
Johnny is winning by 1 point, 38 to 39.
Yeah,
Rocco, let's talk about the joke factor.
Oh, okay, this is something I wanted to factor in. And, it, you know, with any poll that we've ever posted on Mega 64, this has been a factor that we always consider. So it doesn't seem right to me to ignore this with this poll.
Yes,
and I'm going to say this. I'm really not trying to be a dickhead or anything like that, but I'm going to bring this up. People at home... are going to know what I'm talking about. You're going to deny. I know there's going to be people that are like, oh, come on. Uh-huh. But you know I'm right.
Yeah.
Polls on Twitter, the one that is in first place, the first one that everyone picks, is always the joke answer.
Of course.
Yeah, where people will vote, like, you know, if you put like, hey, what game should I play on screen tonight?
Boat face. Say no more.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right.
And what game should I play tonight? And I list three new games, and then one of them is like, you know, Barney on NES. People are going to vote that.
Yeah.
So you have to factor in that first place is always going to be the joke.
Bodie McBoatface factor.
So
we decided...
That's what I see here.
To consider that some of the votes for Johnny are obviously jokes.
Yeah.
Duh.
We're going to deduct 1 point from Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay.
That actually makes the score...
Just 1 point.
38 for Sean.
Oh my God.
And 38 for Johnny.
Yep.
It's actually tied.
Whoa.
Damn.
We tied, Johnny.
That's crazy.
You can't, like, jump up a point
and
or something.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is how elections work. So it's very complicated to deal with it.
If you, this is how the country is, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Sean, you're like a super delegate.
And
this is awesome.
It's making me sweat.
Factoring in everything we just said.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we just have to leave it up to the chat right now. What do you think, Sean or Johnny? Just tell us in the chat. This is why I needed the chat here.
Yeah,
Sean or Johnny,
I mean,
you pick right
out.
Now.
You're
say
out,
who it
Rocco?
Is. I got to go look at the chat.
Okay. Yeah, go look at the chat.
Am I totally out?
I'm nervous. I am nervous.
Yeah, is Rocco
am I totally out? Is there no...
I just want to say I guessed the prices to a T. So,
hold on.
I don't know.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay.
We're, we're trying to count.
We're trying to...
It's pretty clear to me the winner is Sean!
What?
Congratulations,
Sean! Oh my God.
We're gonna give it to Sean, everybody.
Oh my God, bro.
It's very clear in the chat.
I'm so proud of you.
It's very clear in the chat. Now, can we get a shot of Johnny? Johnny, you promised. Can we get a shot of Johnny?
Take a place, Johnny. That's
Johnny,
cool.
You promised you would accept the results no matter what, that you would not contest it. You stick to your word.
Yep.
You stick to your word.
I stick to my word.
You consent to Sean.
Yep. I'm, yep.
All right, back on Sean.
Congratulations, kids, in all caps.
Sean's
we
kids,
got the PS5.
Sean's kids are going to be having. In fact, am, I'm going to let Sean do that moment victory speech. I demand it.
Am I totally out?
Oh. I just want to say thank you to everyone who voted for me. And I do want to say, my friend Johnny over here, I'm seeing you, and I want to say thank you for conceding.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm excited. I really wasn't sure if I was going to get a PS5.
It was close.
And it just, I can't take.
What?
Johnny got it exactly right.
Yeah, and what are you saying?
Yeah, but after tax.
Johnny, you know what?
Taxes.
Taxes good is true, but taxes. No one likes taxes.
But the people voted.
I'm going to say...
They already voted.
We crunched the numbers.
I'm giving the PS5 to Johnny. Johnny, you get the PS5.
We were in... Johnny. I was in second place.
Johnny, I think my friend Johnny... Let's get a picture of Johnny.
He deserves
Brian,
it.
I want to see... You know what? This is what is right.
I was in second
I know
place.
The chat is probably fucking pissed off right
know,
now that I gave it away.
Okay, well,
I don't know what to say.
Just to be clear,
yeah.
Johnny lost.
Yeah, I lost.
Fair and square. Sean won, and Sean, out of the goodness of his heart, gave it
I
to
just
Johnny.
Want to say that I know the chat, they just were all behind me. Almost 100% of them were voting for me to win it. But
you're doing the right thing,
but
man.
Can I just
feel like Johnny, he got it to the dollar right before taxes. But that is impressive, and he is a good friend, and he edits the podcast, and I fucking hated doing that. So thank you, Johnny.
All right.
Thank you, Johnny.
Wow, nice. That was a twist of events.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No, Johnny, thank you.
I can't believe I didn't win, but I'm glad I got it. So thank you, everyone.
Johnny's going to go home with a PS5, not tonight.
Yeah.
Sometime in November, hopefully.
14.
I guess we're going to give it to Johnny. Congratulations,
Johnny.
Johnny.
Thank you,
congrats, and thank you, everybody, for 7,000 votes. Wow, we couldn't have done it without you. We probably wouldn't have given it to Johnny without you. So yeah. I know Johnny's happy.
Are you happy, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm really happy. I've been really distracted. There's been a bug behind Derek this like whole podcast. Oh, it isn't?
It's part of the wall.
It's a fluff of dust.
Oh, I see it. It's not
bug.
We're good.
Oh, Jesus, Johnny.
Bug stunt, too. Sorry.
Is this the bug stunt? That's fucking bug stunt?
Are you getting ready?
All right.
Are you getting ready for bug snacks over there or something?
Yeah. Hey, you know, hey, Johnny, you just reminded me. We're coming up on the 1-year anniversary of the bug stunt.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for reminding me, Johnny.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I think it's been longer than that.
Yeah. We're going to get you.
Anyways,
better forgotten.
That was fun. I feel good about this.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, Johnny.
Me too.
Congratulations, Johnny.
I really am impressed that you got it to the dollar. I'm
really impressed at how generous you are, Sean.
He's
like a friend, you know.
You
to
know,
Johnny.
Thank you. Texted the kids back. They're not happy.
Okay.
Yeah. Enjoy it, Johnny.
Oh, well,
but
If you did give it to me, I would bring it over. That's all I was going to say is I have no problem. No, I'm being serious. I have no problem hooking it up and unhooking it.
Johnny's offered, that's for sure.
That's true, Johnny, but okay. I'll get him eventually, but no, it's okay.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Stick around for the after show, and Johnny got a PS5. How about that?
Dude.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Whatever.